Toronto Zoomer Radio and Toronto Phenom, 13-year-old Roberta Battaglia with her debut single Truce on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, 13 and already a seasoned veteran of the music industry. Roberta made her world debut at Moses Idea City Conference in 2019, and she blew everybody away. Roberta's star on the rise with an incredible finish on America's Got Talent, and now her first ever single performed at Toronto's iconic El Macombo last night. There is no stopping this girl. Roberta Battaglia joins the morning Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. And we're so happy to talk with you, Roberta. I remember chatting with you in person at Moses House after Idea City in 2019 when you were just 10 years old. And now you're a teenager. How have you been for the last 3.5 years?
Oh, it's been very, very hectic, honestly, ever since that one moment. Like I said, I'm so lucky to meet all of you guys. The crew is just amazing. Ever since that, you know, we miss you guys. But yeah, a lot has happened. My performance on AGT, and I believe you guys also interviewed me after that. But yes, my performance on AGT, I kind of started to branch off on my own, making my own music. A new series is coming out soon, so there's a lot happening right now, but mainly the focus right now is on my new single called Truce. So that just released yesterday, so I'm very happy, and it's very recent, and we're all still in shock, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Okay, so the El Macombo, I mean, you're 13, but I know you love music and music history. You got to know the gravitas of performing at the Elmo. I mean, the greatest acts in the planet have performed at the Elmo. So releasing your first single there, how incredible was that?
It was incredible. Honestly, I really don't think I have the words to describe how amazing it was. It was a very emotional moment for me, especially as soon as the clock, 8 o'clock, hit. And it was like I said, it was a very emotional day for me yesterday, because it was everything just coming together, everybody in a room to support me, and being at the El Macombo. It was a huge honor, and I'm so thankful for the support that everyone's given me, especially my family, friends. It's so emotional. I'm so thankful.
Roberta, you spoke a little bit last night to our colleague Darren Maharaj about Truce, about your first single, and referenced bullying, how that had been part of your life, and that is, in a way, part of the theme for Truce. Can you speak to us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Truce, as I said in the interview yesterday, can be, you know, related to in so many different ways, whether it be a fake friendship, toxic relationship. You know, in my books, bullying for my personal use. And I just feel like releasing this song, it was a call just to let go of my past, to call a truce. And, calling a truce means putting an end to anything negative, any bad memories in your past. And I just wanted to let go of all of that and, you know, spread awareness to any child who may go through something, like bullying that I went through. Or honestly, anybody who can relate to the song in one way and say, you know, I'm putting an end to this and I'm just going to be, you know, positive from now on and not let this negative get to my head and, you know, just be positive. So I feel like the main message for this song is, you know, just call the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
Yeah.
You're very wise for 13 and just so well spoken. And maybe it's because it's been years of doing this and being out there already and very public. But I hope your message is heard, because 13 is a very delicate age. You're going through a lot of changes. You know, you're starting to really grow up. School's getting busier. I wonder how you fit it all into your life and still get to be a teenager, too.
Yeah, well, honestly, you know, I will admit it does get hard sometimes. Excuse me. Yeah, it does get hard sometimes, but I, you know, have the support, from, you know, my parents and all my family, that I'm stable enough to balance all this. And honestly, I'm just taking it, like, you know, down the road very easily so that it doesn't, you know, stress me so much. And even though I do have my ups and downs, my pros and cons, you know, as I said, it's something that I love doing. So, you know, we're just going and continuing on for now, yeah.
So what's next for you, Roberta? What is the plan? Do you have a plan?
I'm a very bad person with plans. I will tell you one thing is that, you know, hopefully, of course, with my music career, I'm going to, you know, continue on, especially already with the support that I'm having with the song. You know, only like 13 hours after releasing it. Of course, I'm going to, you know, continue on with my career and, you know, making, like, you know, the people around me proud, including myself. And honestly, next is, you know, also my acting career, branching off on that as well. I have my first acting project coming out. It's called Three Pines, December 2nd. I'm just, let's just say I'm very hyped. There's so much more to come. And it's just going to be very exciting from this road ahead.
You know, you just kind of tossed it off like it was no big deal. Three Pines is going to be a huge hit. Everybody is talking about it right now, and that premieres December the 2nd. And the fact that you were in that and releasing a single, good gravy. Do you have time for homework?
That's right.
I know. I feel like my teachers do hate me a little. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you're talking to a couple of moms, yeah. So, you know, make sure you do your homework.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I know. Well, of course, I always try to get that in, you know, first priority. But, yeah, like I said, it's very exciting. It is, you know, a huge deal for me.
Yes.
You know, especially being my first project. But, yeah, I'm just very excited to see myself more than anything act for the first time.
Listen,
I've never seen myself, but
you take in every single moment and enjoy the ride because it's pretty phenomenal. So your debut single is Truce. Quickly, where can we get it?
Yes, so we can get it on Spotify. It's on 40 plus platforms. You should be able to get it on iTunes. And go stream it, everyone.
Excellent. Truce, T-R-U-C-E, and that is Roberta Battaglia. Yes. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day.